Hello and welcome to sort of an exclusive, I guess you could say, of that Eurovision site. It is me and Rosie here. And we are absolutely delighted to be joined by the one and only Jendrik Siegwart from Germany. Hello.
Hello, Rory and Rosie, Rory and Rosie, Rory and Rosie.
We are, honestly, we are a little sitcom at this point. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've been doing some interviews today, so I'm quite relaxed. It's all relaxing. I just got my food, or like my food order just arrived. The Coke bottle just fell on my toe. And
oh no!
Yes.
Honestly, doing interviews is such like a dangerous business. You know, you never know when you're gonna go.
You're right. Anything could happen right now. Like, anything. I could undress myself and be butt naked, and you would like, oh no.
Let's hope we're
wouldn't
no
be the weirdest
like
thing that's happened today.
Oh my god. So thank you so much for joining us. We're really appreciating it. I guess the first things first is like, how did it feel when you found out that you were going to be actually like representing Germany this year?
At first I didn't believe it because it's a dream coming true, and I put so much work into it, and there were so like the artists in the final were amazing. I really didn't believe it. Like when they stood in front of my house door and said, "You're going to the Eurovision Song Contest," I was like, "Really?"
So they really? Actually came to your house.
Do you want to know the whole story?
Please.
So they wanted to surprise me at my apartment door. Yeah, you know, they wanted to come in, wanted to say, "Hello, this is the post office. We got a package for you." And then they wanted to come up with the camera to film my reaction. It was on the 1st of December, and my boyfriend got me a advent, do you say advent calendar? You know, when
yeah.
you open a door every day. And he got me one with recipes, because I suck at cooking. I'm really bad and I hate it. But once I said, oh, maybe I should try cooking fancy recipes, maybe then I will have fun with it. So he said, okay, I'm gonna give you a lot of recipes, every day new recipe, and you have to cook. I have only cooked, I think, 7 recipes from that. But oh, wow. On the first day, it was a soup. What's it called? Celery? No, not celery. It's celery soup. I don't know if it's called celery. And I went downstairs to get the groceries for the soup. And in the moment where I went downstairs through the house door, the NDR, Alex and Thomas, stood in front of the door, but the camera wasn't there yet, because the camera... they were still waiting for the camera. And I got out and Alex was like, "Wait, where are you going?" And I was like, "Wait, I know those faces from somewhere," because the final was in November, so it was like two weeks ago. And I was like,
"Yeah,
wait. And I only seen them like once before in the final, and I haven't seen them. And I was like, I recognize, oh, this is the NDR, isn't it? And they were like, the camera isn't here. And they took me, and they were like, okay, let's do it with an iPhone. So they took their iPhone, and Thomas made a video and said, "Hello, Jendrik, you're going to the Eurovision Song Contest." So usually the cameraman knows the most important part to film is the reaction afterwards. But Thomas isn't a cameraman. So what he did is, "You're going to the Eurovision Song Contest. Stop."
No.
So the whole reaction is not on tape. The whole plan, the initial plan to film the reaction did not work out at all. Afterwards, the camera arrived and they tried to like do an interview into something to have like something else. But they were like, "Can you still yell? Can you still do it?" And I was like, "It won't feel natural," and didn't feel natural afterwards.
Oh my god!
But I was crying. I was woo, cheering, cheering. That's the word. I did the whole thing, but nothing of it is on tape.
I guess that's one of those things now. You're not going to be able to think of celery soup ever again without thinking of Eurovision.
Yeah, that will always be the celery soup will always be the Eurovision Song Contest soup.
Rosie?
So clearly you are a huge fan of Eurovision, and it's one of the things that we've really loved as a collective fandom, sort of seeing you enjoy this love for all of us, with all of us. And so I was wondering, sort of, what are your favourite past Eurovision entries? And also, have you listened to any of the other songs from this year? And if so, which ones are your favourites?
Okay, before I answer the question, I must take it back that I'm a Eurovision Song Contest fan, because now that I had a few interviews with Eurovision fans, I know that I am not a fan. I used to think that I was one, but everybody knows so much and I feel so embarrassed. For example, today they did an interview where they had just the instrumental, like without the voices, of Eurovision songs from this year. And I thought I know all the songs and I didn't recognize any without the voices.
Oh no.
It was really embarrassing. I'm really, so I used to think I was a Eurovision Song Contest fan, but I don't think I am.
It's but, for everyone.
Yeah, but I have, of course, I have favorite songs. Well, now I have to remember the name. See, that's another thing. What's it called? Is ratata da 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 da. And if we fall tomorrow, what are you? I think it was from Belgium. His name is Luke. No. That was a cool song.
Rhythm Inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My winner of that year. Great choice.
There was my winner of that year, too. For example, that is a great song that I think was really cool. That is a favorite. And of course, I actually always say, because I really like the song, it's just Think About Things from last year. Daddy's Think About Things. I think it would have won last year.
Oh, that would have been great. I mean, it would mean then technically you would be in a Eurovision winner song this year then as well, with you being in the choir for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I send it in. I'm pretty sure they didn't put it in, but I did send it in. So the hope is there. The hope is there.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, you know, we've seen like your song, I Don't Feel Hate. It's really like one of those... really feel good entries, I think, this year. But obviously, you know, you talk a lot about like, oh, I don't feel hate. But what kind of hate do you mean when you're talking about that?
There's two different things. And actually, I always say when somebody's asking, don't you feel hate? Is it true? I always say, well, actually, sometimes I still do, because I think it's utopian to say that a person never feels hate. But that's why I wrote the song, also to remind myself that feeling hate is stupid as fuck. And there's two different hates. The song itself is mostly about hate that is very shallow. You know, like if somebody says, oh, I hate your hair. Oh, your hair looks stupid. Or, oh, you're such a crazy person, I don't like it. Oh, you're so annoying. Then I can just say, you know what? I don't care. I like how I am, and I live my life to the fullest. So you can say whatever you want. But there's a different hate. There's also a deep hate. You know, like if it's, for example, racism, sexism, homophobia, body shaming. Those are all religion hate. Those are all hates that should not be ignored and should not be laughed at. And that's what I try to do with the music video. You know, I try to show those different hates, that they still exist and that we should talk about them and we should change them. And if somebody's hating on me in a homophobe way, you know, saying I'm a faggot, saying it's not normal, I will try to talk to that person and try to, but still in realist, like I will try to talk to them and not say, oh, bish, bish, you stupid bitch. So that's what I'm trying to, that's what I try to tell with the song, that we should talk about, we should act upon that hate, but in a respectful way.
I think that's one of the things I loved about the video, because I feel like it strikes this really nice balance between being sort of really good at actively critiquing these sorts of power structures and things like that, while also showing that actually, like, not trivializing them, but also showing that ultimately they are completely ridiculous things to feel, and we should sort of be more open to each other and be more willing to accept everybody. And I
thank
really
you.
Loved that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, that's very, that's actually a very nice interpretation that I haven't heard before. Thank you so much.
Aww.
That makes me really proud.
Yeah, Rosie.
Another thing I found with I Don't Feel Hate is that you are clearly a massively multi-talented person. You're a singer, you play the ukulele, you can tap dance. Do you have any hidden talents? Do you have anything that we don't know about?
Do I have any hidden talents? No, I always put them out in the world there. No. Let me
I love that attitude.
Do you have any hidden talents? Well, I can draw. Well, I'm not the best drawer, but I used to draw a lot. So that's what I can do. Maybe that is a hidden talent.
That's cool.
That's a great talent. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a professional. Like, you know, those TikTok videos where like everybody's, I can just scribble, but it looks, I would say for myself, it looks okay. It's something like in my school, I was admired for my drawings. Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anything, I mean, we were very much appreciating your artwork behind you. It looks very like beautiful. We were wondering if like you had actually painted it yourself.
I have not. No, actually, I'm in my neighbor's house right now. My flatmate. Because my internet sucks. You saw it. I did the Instagram. I mean, I'm not sure if you saw it, but I did an Instagram live on the Eurovision channel, and that's where we figured out our internet is the most baddest shit we've ever had. So for the interview day, I asked her if I can stay here and do the interviews here, because then the internet is better.
Mm.
Until we have better internet at home.
Like some people say, oh, can we get some internet? No, we have internet at home then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so obviously, you know, we've taken you in now as a Eurovision fan, so you can call yourself a Eurovision fan, so that's great. Have you managed to speak to any of the other sort of participants yet, and like have you had like a fangirl moment yet?
Well, I the fangirl moment was probably when Daddy reacted on my TikTok where I said I was in his video, because he reacted to it. He was like, ha, oh, this is funny. I was like, ah. That was probably a fangirl moment. And I also talked to The Roop a few times. Like when I was in Lithuania, when we shot the Live on Tapeka video, I actually met him, V. But besides that, I have had no contact yet. Which is sad. I think it's because all the pre-parties are cancelled, everything, like not cancelled, but you know, they're not live. Mm. And that's why it's hard to start a conversation if you don't know the people in real life. And I'm too afraid to just say, hello, I'm so looking forward to the, maybe I should do it. Maybe I should just start an Instagram chat with all the, but it will probably be just like one of those Eurovision fan groups, you know, there's many. And then, because I'm in a few and with other artists too. And after a while, you see one message of one artist saying, hello, just going through my messages. I'm so thankful for your support. And if I did a message like that, they would probably just answer. I would just get answers like that, probably just saying, hello, thank you for your support. Like, oh, okay.
In the northeast of England, we have a saying, which is shy bands get nout. Which is sort of, if you don't ask, you don't get. So it's always worth reaching out. And
yeah, you're right. You're right. I will do it.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm ready for all of the screenshots from the group chat, just watching all of the chaos go down.
Oh, we'll see.
So I'm not sure if you're allowed to talk about this yet. But filming your live on tape performance, how was that? And will there be any sort of major differences between the live on tape when we do get to see it versus hopefully your live performance in Rotterdam?
It was a lot of fun to film it. And there's going to be a few changes because now we have the luxury to see what we don't want to see in Rotterdam. And we actually changed the whole background. We changed the whole background after it. And we are going to change, I think, the camera perspectives a bit. So we're going to be more close to me, I think. In the live on tape backup video, we are a bit far to show the whole stage, which is nice, but we realized we want to show more of us, of my group, being on stage, present, singing that song all day long at home. That is something else. That's not the Eurovision Song Contest song. And those are the changes. But it was an amazing experience. And I learned a lot.
Oh, it looked like from the little bits that we had seen from your TikToks, and you're like, fancy Lithuanian food. Like
that was so seriously, so it was really fancy. Like, and I even like at the last day after shooting it, when I met the Roop, we also had fancy Lithuanian soup, and I didn't even put it into the video because there was so much fancy Lithuanian. And maybe because I didn't take many videos on that night evening because we were already drunk, because we were already done.
That's you might as well celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
How were the Roopers drunk people?
They weren't drunk. They weren't, because it was only the lead singer and who was there, because they had to shoot on the next day. So we were done. They weren't, which is probably why, I can imagine that he was a bit annoyed by us on that evening, because we were like, never mind, I will find someone like you. And he was sitting there and like, this is nice. Okay. I will go now. I have to sing tomorrow. We're like, yes, oh my God, yes. it was a fun evening.
Oh, it's great that you've managed to make those connections already. And fingers crossed, when the Instagram chat kicks off, it's going to be like even more people. I can see it. This is good. I really wanted to pick your brain on this, actually. We know you're a very like talented ukulele player, and you know, as a Eurovision fan as well. If you had to cover one Eurovision song only with a ukulele, nothing else, what one would it be?
Which one would it be? I would take one that is like really big. Oh, what's the one called again from Denmark, that one?
Only Teardrops?
Yeah, maybe Only Teardrops. I could imagine that being really nice on the ukulele in a very soft version. I mean, it's a soft song anyways, a very light song, but maybe that would be a nice one. Or just because it would be hilarious taking here, put your middle fingers up.
I need to see this now. I need to see this.
That would be hilarious to do that.
I can see it already. It's going to be like full on like goth looks and everything. I'm going to be patiently waiting on your TikTok now, just waiting for it to happen.
If I have time, we'll see. Time is getting a bit less now.
Yeah. Rosie.
So what's the next sort of few weeks look like for you in terms of the run up to the contest? What's the preparations going to be like over?
I need to start getting my condition is not in the word. What's it called when not being out of breath after running? What's the word
like
for
stamina?
That?
Stamina, breathing.
What's it called?
Like stamina.
Stamina, yeah. So I need to get my stamina up. And I'm going to start in, I decided for myself on the 20th of April. So I will jog and sing the song and do the choreographies every day. I'm not looking forward to it, but it needs to be done to have the stamina for it. So that is the main preparation that I will be doing. And of course, as I am managing myself, always like interviewing things, I will do that too. Mm-hmm. But the main thing will be rehearsing again and putting the stamina up. We're actually starting to rehearse next week too, I think. Ooh. But only a few days just to pick it up and then and we're going to Rotterdam.
It's gonna be amazing. The one question I have to ask about staging is, will there be any washing machines?
No, they won't. No. They won't be, because people who have not seen the music video and don't know the story won't get it. And I think it will just be irritating and would take away from the message of the song by putting random washing machines in the background where everybody's like, okay, he's singing about hate. What are the washing machines?
It'll make it seem like you'll be like the Polish milkmaids.
Yeah.
From a few years ago.
Yeah.
But just a little bit modern.
Yeah, modern. I should dress the washing machines up. I should dress them up sexy too.
That is the content that I am here for. Oh dear. Well, that's kind of everything that we wanted to ask you. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your really busy schedule of all of your jogging to come and speak to us. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was hilarious. I had an amazing time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, honestly. Thank you. Fantastic.
You're welcome. No, thank you.
Oh, it's so cool. Oh, sorry. Anyway, sorry. anyway, right. We'll let you get on anyway. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Thank you.